This week on Minnesota Native News, protests over the Sandpiper oil pipeline at the Governor's Water Summit, and big changes are in the works for Fort Snelling Historical Site.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock.
We are here with a coalition of groups that are asking Governor Mark Dayton to take action.
Protesters interrupted Governor Mark Dayton's remarks at the Governor's Statewide Water Summit in St. Paul on February 27th. People from Native Lives Matter, Honor the Earth, and MPIRG stood up in the audience with a bullhorn and took the stage alongside the Governor. They pressed him to oppose the proposed Sandpiper oil pipeline. And they asked him,
why is there no tribal representation today, Governor Dayton?
Why no Indigenous people were invited to be speakers in the day-long conference? One of the protesters was Charlie Thayer. He is Anishinaabe from Lakota Ray and White Earth.
We don't need to run a pipeline over the Mississippi River and Lake Superior. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's scary when you think about it with the issues that we have right now with water.
The group left the stage when Governor Dayton proposed meeting after his remarks. After the summit, Governor Dayton commented on the meeting.
You know, it was a candid exchange. And I said I'm going sugar bushing in March and rice racing. Summer. And any more dialogue, more exchange, I'll look forward to that.
Charlie Thayer said he was disappointed that the governor did not drop his support for the pipeline. The Minnesota Historical Society is reaching out to the American Indian community in and outside the state. The organization is hosting community meetings around Minneapolis as a first step in reimagining what Fort Snelling could look like and what stories it could tell. Reporter Melissa Townsend talked with Minnesota Historical Society's Director of Inclusion and Community Engagement, Chris Taylor, about the project.
Chris Taylor says for a while now there's been a sentiment at the State Historical Society that Fort Snelling needs a makeover.
The old building is really dilapidated, and because it's built underground, it's continuing to have problems.
The group is raising money to build a new visitor center, and staff is hosting community meetings to include more voices in writing the fort's history. They're paying particular attention to American Indians.
There's a lot of different interpretations of that fort and a lot of different feelings that it evokes for people whose ancestors were a part of that history.
White settlers used Fort Snelling as an internment camp, some say a concentration camp, for Dakota around the time of the War of 1862. That was right before many Dakota were exiled from Minnesota.
We need to make sure that that voice is included.
Taylor says there's a trend in the museum world to move away from history written by the victors because it marginalizes and underrepresents a number of communities.
If there's a recognition that people have been systemically excluded from museums, we need to start to think about how we now systemically include people in museums. This Fort Snelling project is really going to be a test case for us. You know, it's not like you just go out there and you get a story and it gets wrapped up with the bow and you go home. There's a lot of complexity out there, a lot of different layers, thousands of years of history out there.
The Minnesota Historical Society process to systematically include people has started with three community meetings in Minneapolis.
This is the beginning of a process over the next few years to really, you know, be engaged with community to get voices involved in the co-creation of some of the new programming in a way that we've not done in the past. We're hoping to build momentum, and we're hoping to be able to identify a core group of people who want to help, but then also have a mechanism that is bringing information back out to community.
Taylor says he's scheduling more meetings around the state, and he also plans to go to the exiled communities outside Minnesota to understand the role of Fort Snelling in the history of the people who live there.
It's the right way to do it, right? And I don't want to do it if we're not going to do it the right way.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.